cliffcentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogan. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
I'm very fortunate to be sitting here with a man by the name of Jeff Ram. I've managed to catch him in between his international work. Jeff Ram is a legendary speaker out of the UK. He travels the world talking about celebrity service, and he's speaking in South Africa in a day or so, and I've managed to catch him, and I wanted to talk to him about what he talks about, service, celebrity service, because, as you know, I have an ongoing interest in, well, digital transformation, but, and you know, the point I've always punted is that digital transformation has to be built around the customer at the very middle of everything. And if we don't understand our customer, if we don't know what they're about, if we're not building our business around servicing our customers, we're going to lose in that transformation. So, Jeff, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good. Have you enjoyed your very brief so far trip in South Africa?
It's been awesome. I was in Australia last week, got back to the UK, flew up to Poland to speak there, and then came straight down to Johannesburg via Dubai. So it's been a crazy, crazy 10 days.
So with all the time zones you've been through, you must be... How are you holding up?
I don't know. I'm not sure where I am, who you are.
You only know you're here because you were told it was South Africa, right? But we... Yeah, okay.
I saw the Hunter's Dry in the fridge, and I knew I was home.
Good stuff. All right, well, Jeff, I've known you for some time, and you've been keynoting about marketing, about service, about all of these good things. But let's talk about celebrity service, which is it seems to be the main thing you're on about these days. What is celebrity service?
Oh, Ryan, it has gone crazy. This last couple of years, celebrity service has just gone through the roof. It is all based on the premise of this. We all think we're delivering a high level of service. Everybody who's listening to this now, either individuals, teams, or companies, we all think we're delivering a high level of service. But if a celebrity were to tweet you, walk into your office, if you were to meet them at an exhibition, if they were to email you, you know, walk into your business tomorrow, and when I talk about celebrity, I'm talking A-list. I'm not talking about these usually little people down here. I'm talking about the A-list. Celebrity Hollywood movie gods and goddesses, and we know who they are, the Georges, the Angelinas, the Brads of this world. If they were to contact you, become your next client, you're going to pitch for work, everything, and I mean everything, about your service delivery, what you're currently delivering now, would be upgraded. What you say, how you say it, how you react, how quickly you react, everything that you would do for that client would be upgraded to what you're currently delivering now. And that upgrade from where we're currently delivering to where we could deliver is called the gap. It's the gap in the service that you don't realize exists. And it's the gap using the celebrity service, not only the technique, but as a 9-part sort of strategy, I suppose, you can completely outperform your competition.
So, I mean, how do you do that? You know, it's an interesting thing, and you're very correct. You know, if there was a major celebrity who called any business, everyone would be scrambling. Everyone is doing whatever they need to make sure that this guy or this woman gets what they need. But how? I mean, you can always make the case that, well, that's an extreme circumstance if that were to happen. But how are you getting from where you are to that extreme level of service? I mean, that's a...
Yeah, no, the simple thing to do is look at the strategy, the 9 points I was talking about, and celebrity stands for consistency, excitement, love, engagement, bravado, response, independence, thank you, and you and your team. Seriously, there's been nothing new in the world of customer service in the last 3 decades. Yes. The only thing that we have is a CRM system. Well, congratulations, we've give customer service to the machine. To the computer. Well, did you not see Terminator? You know, it doesn't end well.
Yes.
But using consistency, excitement, those 9 points, it's looking at every single customer touch point. That's what it's about, looking at every single customer touch point. Yeah. And challenging yourself, challenging your team, your department to say, right, if an A-list celebrity was to walk in, was to whatever our business, with this touch point, what would we do differently?
And what are the... What are the main things you're seeing? I mean, if you look at where businesses are falling down, is there a common thread in terms of where people tend to be most weak, or things that they're not thinking about that they ought to be thinking about?
Do you know what? Where they're falling down, I just think we're stagnating. There's many brands are stagnating. You know, we have this service plan. It's a tick sheet. This is what we need to do. Celebrity is. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's exciting. It's exciting to sort of have some fun with in the office, fun with the organisation, and say, right, what would we do? And have some fun with it. No, we can't do everything.
Of course.
But look at nailing two touch points. And once you've got it, once it's part of your plan, move on to another two. Move on to the new. And slowly you start to build that gap. I've been doing this with brands all over the world for the last sort of 2 or 3 years. And the changes, it's been phenomenal. It's interesting when you said about digital transformation. You're the number one guy on this. But you know, in a world of digitalization, now there's never been such a stronger need for the human touch point.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, for me, it's just an exciting concept. It's getting people are excited to do it, and they want to do it. And the results so far have been absolutely phenomenal. The clients are coming back to me saying, "Jeff, because of that workshop, because of that keynote, because of that work that we did." We've gone on to do X, we've done Y, we've done Z, and actually there's three clients right now have just picked up in 2016, they've just picked up customer service awards and certificates for what they've actually done, which is
And that's work phenomenal. That began with you at some time prior.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I was the one that did it. I'm saying you've got to inspire somebody to think differently, to do differently. And celebrity service is doing that.
And is there a difference in customer service? Customer service, celebrity service, to how we've got to do it today as maybe 2 decades ago, like how businesses were thinking about the actual process of delivering service to customers. Is it something different today, given that we're a world of social media, everyone's got a camera, everyone, you know, we're constantly connected, Is it a different thing to what it was, or is it just an adaptation of something that was already there?
I think our service levels have always got to look to improve and look to change. Yes, the biggest thing, I suppose, was 20 years ago, the only instant thing that we had was coffee. Mm. Now we have a problem, we have an issue, we go on Twitter, we expect it to be resolved within 10 minutes. And if it's not, if nobody gets back to you, you think, hang on a second, they're not listening to me. So that wave, certainly over the last 10, 15 years of social media interaction, we as consumers are expecting the companies to really step up to the plate.
Yes.
Of course, the ones that are, I mean, I look at some brands like KLM, the Dutch airline, they promise to get back to your tweet, when you tweet them at KLM, they promise to get back to you within 1 hour.
That's amazing.
And I've done this in my talks, I've got this in my book, and I show people exactly what they did, and I had a wonderful conversation with KLM. A couple of years ago, just out of Ecuador, and I'm bouncing back, and it's the human touch point. It wasn't what you and I would expect would be a corporate response.
Yes,
it was something different. There was a human touch to it. I do believe we are in. I think everybody listening to this podcast. I mean, we're on a podcast.
Yes,
it's instant, isn't it? Mm. It's instant. I can listen to this. I can put it on pause. I'm going to have a braai. Then I'm going to come back and I'll listen to it. We're in the instant generation, and the brands that will come out of this shining out on top will be the ones that can communicate, but it's got to be quick.
Mm.
It's got to be that instant generation.
All right, so let's run through it again. Celebrity service. So there's there's 9 points. So
yes.
C.
Consistency.
Okay, and that.
It's
give me 10 seconds on each, 10-15 seconds on each of these. So consistency.
You well, it's obvious. Look, I don't have to spend 10 seconds on this. It's obvious. We can't be brilliant on a Monday and okay on a Thursday.
Occasionally brilliant.
We can't do it. Yeah, we can't do it.
Okay.
Excitement is something a little bit different. Can you build a level of excitement into every one of these customer touch points? So when I talk about excitement, can you put a smile on that consumer's or that client's or the customer's face? And the greatest person bar none, if anybody listening to the podcast wants to go to my website and have a look at the video, the greatest person bar none, who I'm meeting tomorrow at this conference in Monte Cassino, is a lady called Christina, who was an air stewardess on the Aer Lingus brand. And it was a flight I took from Zimbabwe down to Joburg, and she delivered excitement into every single touch point on that aircraft. She's the greatest person at Delivering Excitement in Celebrity Service, and I'm meeting her tomorrow for the first time in 4 years. Can you
That's
believe
fantastic.
It?
Okay.
Excitement. Love. A few people said to me, should it not be loyalty, Jeff? I thought you'd have loyalty for... I said, no, it's too obvious. Mm. I'm not going to give you the obvious. And they said, oh, love. So it's about loving your customers. I said, no. It's about when something goes wrong. When something goes wrong, when something has to be cancelled, when something breaks, you have different ways. You love to put it right.
Okay.
So it's when something goes wrong, and you cannot say, sorry, out of order, sorry, cancelled, it's broken. But there are different brands and different things that I show in my talks where you have fun with it.
Yes.
Where it's tweetable, where okay. somebody will take a photograph and go, haha, this is brilliant. Mm. This is a brand that's having fun. There's something wrong, but you know what? It's not a problem anymore because you've took that.
Now, it's an interesting thing. I've seen a number of examples where often there is greater value or greater loyalty is generated or created
yeah.
when a brand fixes a cock-up. You know, they make a horrible mistake, but they fix it like they're passionate about fixing it, or they're determined to fix it, and that the way they handle that makes people love them even more.
Yeah.
All right, good. Perfect. So we're in love.
We're back to engagement, the biggest buzzword in sales, marketing, and customer service for the last 20 years. And it's all about the questions that we ask of a customer. Receiving that detailed piece of personalization, that detailed reason why they want your product or your service, but giving it back to them via a proposal, via a document, via a conversation in a more highly personalized way.
Okay, good.
And it's all about engagement. The B is bravado, which is, look, one member of your team is going to have this great idea, and a couple of people on the team say, oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
We did that in 1982. I don't think that'll work again. It's been brave enough to see it through. If you genuinely believe it's going to put a smile on somebody's face, then do it. And you know, you might have a certain... give you a quick example. There was a hotel that I stayed at, and they put Easter eggs outside of every single guest's door on Easter Sunday morning. And there was over 100 doors, over 100 eggs, and 98 people were delighted. And I found out from the manageress that she had two complaints. Somebody said, it's a religious time, this isn't befitting of chocolate.
Yeah.
And one person said, oh, I've got diabetes.
Okay.
And I was just like, tell them to shut up.
Yes.
And she was going to stop doing that because two people. It's been brave enough to say, right, 98 love it. Mm. And you can't keep everybody happy.
Absolutely.
Response. In every book, and maybe many, many customer service speakers or trainers, they'll talk about, you know, you must answer the phone within three rings. Seriously, this is 2017.
Mm.
When I talk about responding in a celebrity service manner, I'm talking about in a personalised, a highly personalised way. One of the biggest things I talk about is instant video email messaging.
Okay.
But always trying to... somebody emails you, you email them back. Somebody phones you, leaves a message, you phone them back. Somebody tweets you, you tweet them back. We always mirror the response. All I say here is, where you see the opportunity, deliver a greater, detailed, personalised response.
Good.
Where are we up to? I can't spell.
R-I-T-Y. I.
Independence. Again, it's giving it back to the team. Do your team, do your individuals have license to deliver the service? Or have they got to go to a committee? Have they got to go to a meeting? Seriously.
I want to answer a tweet that has to go through three levels of approval.
We talk about digital transformation. We talk about an instant generation. We'll get back to you in 48 hours. Mm. That means we're having a meeting. I can't make the decision. Mm. Seriously, give the team the decision. There is a reason why you hired them. They're bloody good. So give them that license to freedom, I suppose, of delivering that service.
Fantastic.
If it was the wrong answer, so what? You're not going to die from it.
Good. T-Y.
T-Y, thank you.
Yeah.
Not the end of this podcast, but, but thank you. It's the basics. It's the basics of thanking that client, thanking that customer for the business. And I'm not just about saying thank. I'm about Christmas gifts.
Yes.
I'm on about times of the year in which you can go back to them and say, thank you so much for the business. Thank you for putting some rands in our account.
Yes.
We don't do it. And certainly in times of recession, the areas of gifting and thank you gifts, it goes.
Mm.
It's something that we strip from the budget. And when I talk about thank you gifts, I talk about thank you gifts, not merchandise.
Yes.
Because if you say, oh, well,
I got a pen.
They got a pen.
Yeah. And with your name on it. That's fantastic.
They've been with us 10 years. There's an umbrella. I'm like, seriously? Shut up. That's merchandise.
Yes.
And don't get the two confused. But if you know a client of yours that we both know that we've worked for in the Middle East, and you know that he loves to sail, you know that he's got a yacht, you know that his family all breed dogs. There's your opportunity.
Yeah.
We don't take it. So, okay. Tiers, thank you. And why it comes back to you and your team.
Mm.
What does celebrity service look like? Because you've all got to do it. It can't be up to one or two people. It's not, customer service is not the responsibility of the customer service department. It comes down to you and your team. What are you going to do?
And breeding a culture of it within the business. Right? I mean, it would yes. take work and effort and direction and excitement and all the other parts of celebrity internally to then reflect it externally.
Absolutely. At the end of my talks, I give detailed accounts of what a business has done before I turned up, what they did after my talk, and I show people the results, because a speaker without results is just a storyteller.
Mm.
I've got to show you the results, and it's one of the greatest things I can sit here with you over the table now and talk about the results of what businesses have done. They've gone on to win awards. They've gone on.
Well,
to win.
I think there's.
I love it.
All right, well, your message is incredibly important, because the more technological we become, the more we have to understand people and appreciate our people internally, externally, great service, and so it goes. Now, for a lot more info on your work, you've got to go to Jeff's website, which is Jeff Ram.
Oh, go to the mothership, yes. Jeff Ram, GeoffRam.com. And you can find me through all the good news agents and bookshops in... LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube channel. There's 100 videos on YouTube channel. Mm. Free. Help yourself. There's loads of ideas and techniques and stories on there for to help you,
your
listeners.
Go and find Jeff. Go and check him out. Go check out what he's done and what he's doing, and be amazed. Jeff, thank you very much for taking some
thank
time.
Thank you, Ryan. Best wishes. Thank you.
Cheers.
You just listened to The Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt. CliffCentral.com.